The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel. The number one resolution for people last year was to save more money, but nearly half gave up by February. Don't let that be you. Download Rocket Money to reach your financial goals this year. Track your spending, cut waste, and automate savings in one simple app. Rocket Money shows you all your expenses and categorizes them so you know exactly where your money's going and where you're overspending. From there, the app cuts waste by canceling your unused subscriptions and lowering your bills. No customer service needed. With that money freed up, the app will automatically set some cash aside for your goals, whether it's an emergency fund, paying off debt, or saving for vacation. Rocket Money's got you covered. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. And on average, users can save up to $740 a year when using all of the app's premium features. Make saving money a priority this year. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.
It's EV News Briefly, everything you need to know in less than 5 minutes if you haven't got time for the full show. I'll be back as usual at 8 a.m. UK, that's 5 a.m. Eastern for the full podcast. We start a brand new day, as always, with new EV News. Patreon supporters get the shows first and as soon as they are ready. Volkswagen's EV sales were almost 400,000 last year. China was their biggest market, selling 75,000 ID3s there, but missing slightly their target for the year globally. Volkswagen will integrate ChatGPT. That sounds like a gimmick, but actually, if it means you can talk to your car, your ID3, 4, 5, and 7, they're putting this in this year, in a more natural way, well, I'm all up for that. Although, yes, AI is a bit of a buzzword at the minute. Google Chrome is arriving as the browser in Polestars and Volvos. They've had the, was it the Vivaldi browser until now. That's being replaced by full-fat Chrome. So if you are in that ecosystem and logged in, it'll have all your favorites and history and stuff like that. You can use that when the car isn't moving. Google also at the CES show in Vegas unveiling some improvements for Android Auto. So if you plug your car, your Android phone in to your car that doesn't run the full-fat Android system, it will now be able to read, well, it will soon, the battery percentage. Therefore, if you navigate with Google Maps on your phone, it'll tell you what your battery will be at when you arrive at the charger, how long to charge for, and your predicted times. Ford are starting it with the F-150 and the Mach-E this year. It'll be rolled out, because obviously the car makers have to open that BMS data out to Google. But it works so well in the Volvos and Polestars. It's incredible. It's as good as the Tesla system, and it's so accurate, and it's brilliant. If you run full-fat Android, by the way, in your Polestars and Volvos, etc., then you can now plan your route on your device, your phone or tablet, the night before, for instance, and send it to the car when you get in the morning. It will say sent from phone, and it'll have it already mapped, which is a nice little bonus coming out of the CES show. The US achieved 1.1 million pure BEV sales last year, and you may have seen a slew of negative EV articles around recently, but the US hitting a massive record last year and predicted to grow. EV adoption is influenced by the operating cost more than anything else. A new study by Deloitte coming out today, which shows that the 1,000 people they asked, actually it was the operating cost of an EV, which will drive them to EV more. And so with lowering gas prices across the US last year, and probably this year a bit as well, it may slow down the move to EV, but the minute gas prices go up again, people will dive straight into an electric vehicle. Tesla is updating the range estimates in their vehicles following the change to EPA testing methods. And for new cars coming out from the beginning of this year, won't affect existing cars in the fleet, they're removing the creep and roll mode. So it'll only be the hold one-pedal driving mode available because it's more efficient, and that means they can not game the system, but work with the EPA system and display a higher range. The UK's EV charging network expanded by 45% last year. There are now almost 5,000 what ZapMap call ultra rapid chargers, which they say is 100 kilowatts or more. Come on, how ultra rapid 100 kilowatts is, but that's their definition. France implementing their new strict measures on polluting vehicles, the Bonus Écologique, which effectively bans any Chinese EVs from getting their incentives and benefits the Stellantis cars, Renault, the German makers, and Tesla's Model Y made in Germany. Hungary is investing $2 billion equivalent dollars into being a battery making powerhouse. They're up there with the likes of China and the US as well. For a small country, relatively, Hungary have got investment from BMW and CATL and more. A lot of batteries being made in Hungary. And finally, Fisker is shifting away from direct sales and saying that the only way to do it is now the dealership model, a vote of confidence for dealers. And that's briefly.
I didn't realize I was wasting $415 a month until I downloaded Rocket Money. I thought I had my finances under control until the app laid out all my spending and categorized it for me. Takeout, shopping, and unused subscriptions were quietly draining my account. And as a result, my savings took a backseat. But Rocket Money doesn't just tell you what you're wasting money on. It takes action to save you money. First, the app looks at your income and monthly expenses and calculates how much you can safely spend each day to stay under budget. Rocket Money also finds and cancels unwanted subscriptions for you and even negotiates better rates on your bills, so you have more money in your pocket. On average, Rocket Money members can save up to $740 a year when using all the app's premium features. Users love the app with over 186,000 five-star ratings. It's time to simplify your finances and take control of your money. Go to rocketmoney.com/cancel to get started. That's rocketmoney.com/cancel. rocketmoney.com/cancel.